How to Listen Like Jesus. Before we begin, I want to start by thanking you for being a part of this class. Thank you for being a part of this class by showing up and being courageous and being willing to really discover your true self and live from that place with presence and curiosity. You are making the world a better place. How far did you let those words into your being? Did you let them into your ears? Into your mind? Did you let them fall all the way into your heart and touch you? Or did you let them into your soul, where they have the power to change you? I'm going to say it again, and this time I want you to practice allowing them all the way in. Thank you for taking this course, for showing up with the courage and the willingness to be here for your life, to really look at yourself, and to live from your authentic self. You are making the world a more conscious place. Can you feel the difference? How often do you let in other people's words? Words of gratitude, compliments, even criticism and suggestions. How often do you really listen? In listening meditation, you remove the walls between yourself and the other and open the possibility for deeper connection, for true understanding, for true progress and growth, and for joyful communion. How to sift the truth from the untruth for you. Real listening begins with becoming curious, dropping the idea that you know this person, you know what they're going to say, you know what you need to do, you know what they need to do. Drop all of the knowing. Loosen your face. Soften the muscles and the little bones in your ear. Allow yourself to be receptive. Ask yourself, how would I listen to this person if God had just come down from the heavens and told me that the next thing that they said would change my life forever? It can. When you listen in this way, anything they say can be the key that you are needing for your next step of growth. You can see things in entirely new ways. Ask yourself, if this was my great, 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 great grandmother, come back from the grave to tell me one crucial thing, how would I listen? ask yourself, how would I listen if I truly loved this person and saw them as equal to myself? So much of connection is missed by not listening. Notice how often when you're speaking to others, you are already composing your next sentence in your head before they've even finished. Perhaps you want to jump in with a funny story or a joke or a piece of knowledge to make yourself appear in a certain way. Perhaps you're throwing up a wall to protect yourself or coming from an automated response. You're sick? Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. You just got a divorce? That's terrible. Maybe your authentic response would be something completely different. You'll finally have time to read those books you wanted. Would you like soup? Or wow, is that a good thing? How are you feeling? Wait. Listen. Allow. And as you listen, listen with your whole being. Allow their words into your heart, but feel their energy also. Listen to their tone, notice their postures. Each person is telling you so much as they talk to you, knowingly or unknowingly. Don't join in their game of willing unconsciousness, the human game of let's all talk to each other and nobody is really saying anything. This week, allow yourself to know what you know. You are exquisitely sensitive. When that person is angry with you, listen to the part of them that is telling you also of their true pain and longing. This takes great courage and a greater desire to communicate than to protect or to be right. Dare to listen to the parts in their words that are true as well as the ones that are false. Listen to the people that are just so nice and listen to the parts of them asking you to love them, crying out for you to see their deep insecurity, the longing for love underneath their manipulation. These are just examples. Allow yourself to really listen. What is this person telling you? Verbally, with their body, with their soul. What happens if you let it in? What happens if you dare to respond from a true place of knowing? From your fiercely honest, loving, wild self. And then listen again. There's no end to listening. The key to listening is softening inside, dropping pretension, posturing, agenda, fear, and showing up for this other human being, listening the way you would like to be listened to. And as you listen to them, pausing afterwards to listen to yourself before you respond. Take that precious moment to check in. You can be real. What I notice when you say that is this. In my mind, is this in my heart, is this in my body? Or what did you mean by that? Questions are a precious gift. Tell me more. People are fascinating, and they're aching to reveal themselves to you. And as they do, you will receive so many precious gifts, so much more connection, so much more intimacy, so much more compassion and wisdom. It's truly one of the greatest gifts that you can give to another and to yourself. We don't just communicate with people, we also communicate with the world. The world is constantly telling us so much, especially nature, but there are signs everywhere. When we loosen our grip from the narrow focus of what we want, what our agenda is for the day, and can soften and listen to the world, you'll notice that there are signs everywhere speaking to you. For myself, nature is the greatest teacher, and if I ever need answers, all I need to do is go into nature and listen. The birds are speaking to you. The sky is speaking to you. The small bugs in the ground are speaking to you. Everything is speaking to you if you are willing to listen.